Hello.
Hi Jackie, it's Samantha here. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. So I wanted to have a word with you. You raised your concern via email today itself, and before I could respond, you went ahead and posted a bad review on our website.
Several, actually.
Okay, all right. So is that the route that we are taking? I thought we had a mutual understanding, so we're not agreeing to that, right?
Well, two things have happened. One is I have not received my refund, and two is the imprint is not valid on the ISBN.
If you were facing an issue as small as the imprint being incorrect, you could have gotten
No,
back
it's a
to
small
us.
issue. It's a very big issue that
How is it a
y'all,
big issue?
$1,500 is a big issue.
Okay, I explained that to you. Have you ever worked with a merchant or have you ever owned a merchant before?
Owned a merchant.
Yes.
Owned a merchant?
Yeah, like owning a bank account. Did you ever own a merchant before? For your business or anything official, where there is a large amount coming in and going out?
Well, each day that money's not coming in for me is not a good day for Penguin Book Writers.
Okay.
I just
Okay.
want my money. My ISBN wasn't valid. I just want my money, and I want to be done, and I don't want to have any more conversations. I just want my money.
Okay. All right, Jackie. As you said, we're not holding back your money. Understand that the money is gone from our end. We do not have that
Well,
in our hands. We're working with a
it's in
merchant.
space.
I'm sorry?
It's in space. I would like to see how it's been processed.
I will share with you a confirmation screenshot for that.
Thank
Because
you. I would appreciate that.
I do not like to be considered or assumed as a scammer. What you've written on the review, it's completely absurd, Jackie.
I don't think it's absurd, and as it turns out, that final copy, when I combed through it thoroughly, it wasn't just one page. There were five other editing things that didn't occur in that copy. I mean, it was a torturous almost 3 months of something. Oh, what's her name? Haley Stringfellow. Oh yeah, we can knock this out in a month. And 2.5 months later, it's been exhausting.
I
And
understand that, and I
I just,
apologize
I
for
just,
you for
Samantha, I
it.
just want my money, dear. I would love a screenshot. I would love that. I want my money tomorrow in the bank. And don't take this personally. Because it's not personal. It's business, as you said. This is a business transaction. But I'm just getting started on the reviews. And you might check. There's at least probably four others floating out there as of today. Well, my ISBN doesn't work, and I still don't have the money. So I'm just getting wound up now. So a
You're
screenshot would
just
be
going to
great. I would love
continue.
to.
So you're just going to
I'd love the
continue moving
reassurance.
forward with
I
the
would love the
reviews,
reassurance.
even if you
I
get
would
your
love the
money.
reassurance. I would love the reassurance of a screenshot. I would appreciate that very much.
Okay, all right. And what am I supposed to do about the review? See, from my understanding, if you're getting your amount back, I don't
I
think
have
that
not
there's a
gotten my
need.
amount back.
I understand that, but you're getting it. You're getting that. I assure you about
Well,
it.
you assured
What
me you
are
were
we
going to
going to
call me a
do?
new one
Okay,
day.
here's the
You're
deal. Jackie, bottom line, here's the deal. You want your money. I am revoking the previous offer that we got for you. Forget about the ISBN, forget about everything else. I'm getting you your $19.99, but what are we going to do about these reviews that you're leaving for us? So you're getting your 100% amount back, and I'm not even questioning any word that was delivered. That is like a cherry on top. You can keep that too, okay? And I will provide you the correct imprint as well. Now, what about the reviews? You have left four reviews in different places, and how many more reviews are you going to leave?
Well, if not, if I get my money, I'm done.
Okay.
I don't want to write reviews. No. I don't really want to write reviews. This is taking my time. I'm at the point of frustration when I find out today that my ISBN doesn't have the proper imprint or whatever. And so it's like, wow, well, that's no good.
It's just a miscommunication, Jackie. Okay, here's the deal. Bottom line, Jackie,
okay, but
I'm providing this to you in writing that I am going to, I'm sending you a screenshot of it as well. We are refunding full amount of $19.99. I will provide you the refund screenshot for the remaining amount as well, okay? So you'll get a refund screenshot with the proof. And I need you to respond back to that you're going to take down all of these reviews, and once you have the amount reflected into your account, you will not be leaving any further reviews. Can we agree on that?
That is a deal. That's an absolute deal, but I have to have the money before I take anything down. So, yes, that's a deal. I will
not.
You're
not going to turn around and, you know, continue further and just go towards bad business, correct? I can count on you on that?
Yeah, well, yes, here's what you can count on, that
okay,
if I get the money, I don't write another bad review. Absolutely. All
and
I want is my money.
Take down the ones that are out there, because you've left 4 reviews so far.
Yeah, maybe 5. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd have to figure that out. I've really only given favorable reviews to things. You know, people are usually really happy or they're really pissed off. And so this is a new experience for me. I've never had that situation. I wouldn't know how to go about taking something down. But if you give me my money, I'll take it down. But I want my money.
Okay, you're saying 2 different things. And I can't make the final decision based on a maybe or I don't know how to take it down. See, Jackie, it's very simple.
Well,
as
I don't. I'm just being honest with you there. I don't know how to undo that. I'm sure you can just Google it and it's not that hard. But
You'll find an option to delete it.
Okay.
I'm going to send you an email right now, and I need you to highlight the list of platforms where else you have left a review for the company, and I'm going to provide you assistance in terms of removing them as well. And no, I'm not charging you for it, anything additional. I know you think of us to be terrible people in this entire world, but we're
giving
money back.
No, I don't think you're terrible people. I just think you just can't do your job. So, you know.
Since you mentioned that this is just business, okay, we failed at something, we accepted it, and now we're giving you a full refund for it. Just work with me for a very little time. I'm not asking you to be my best friend. You get your full amount, and you remove the reviews, and we're done, okay? We'll just keep it as simple as that. I'm not going to make this more miserable for you, and I would appreciate if you don't make this more miserable for me, because this is a nightmare for me. 5 different reviews, and I don't know, if I was not going to call you at this moment in time, you would probably might have posted, 21, 30 reviews by tomorrow? So I just want this sorted out, okay? And I want you to understand that I'm sending you a screenshot with the confirmation of the total amount. I'm not deducting anything. Furthermore, I'll also provide you the correct imprint, whatever issues you're facing with that. You keep everything that is there. But here's the deal. You remove all the reviews. I don't know how you'll do that. I will assist you with it. It's very simple, not a complicated process at all. And just like how you can post a review, you can revoke your reviews as well. So I'm sending that to you right now in an email, and I need your confirmation in writing as well regarding the reviews. Okay?
Sure. As soon as I get the money, I take down a review. Absolutely. Yes. Okay.
Jackie, someone scammed me like that before. I provided her 100% refund. I told her I made the same deal. She told me as soon as I get my money, I'm going to take down the reviews. Do you know what she did? She blocked me after that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I don't even know how to do that. But yeah.
Okay. I'm going to need that.
Well, no, I want the money. I want to see the money, and then I promise to take down the reviews. But I don't have any incentive right now, you know. I'm not incentivized to undo something. And if, you know, if I had the money by now, I wouldn't have written any reviews. And I just want to be done.
Jackie, 12 working days. I wrote there. It's the 8th working day. We have already initiated it. We've released it from our end. It takes time depending on your bank policies as well. And I will share the confirmation screenshot with you. See, I'm not going to get anything by telling you that we're refunding you and then holding back the amount. That does us no good at all. It doesn't even make any sense. If we were scammers, Jackie, we wouldn't have spoken to you after the first payment at all. We wouldn't have attempted to even deliver something. But we didn't do that. It was a deal that went wrong, that went bad. We ended off on a wrong note. Okay, understandable. We found a resolution for it. You get your 100% money back. You keep whatever work. Yeah, I know you feel that it's mediocre or whatsoever, but we're letting you keep that as well. On the other hand, all I need from your end is assurance and confirmation that you're going to take down all of these reviews. That's all I'm asking for, nothing else.
I will do that as soon as I get my money back.
All right, then. Let me go ahead and initiate the remaining amount as well. You will have to give it some time. And, Jackie, you need to understand, there is a certain time frame for the reflection of the amount. There is nothing that anyone in this entire world can do in between the time frame. It also depends on your bank policies. However, if you show the screenshot or share it with your bank, any of the representatives, or even if you show it to your lawyer or anything like that, you will find that they will provide you a second assurance or confirmation that, okay, fine, this is legitimate. And the amount will definitely reflect back. It was just the 8th day after the initiation of a refund. And I told you that within the 12 working days, it will reflect. It will definitely reflect. I would have understood if you did this on the 12th working day or even on the 10th working day. I would have bought that. Okay. All right. Jackie, let me just not waste our time. Let me go ahead and do this, send you an email, and then you can send me a written confirmation regarding the reviews being taken down, okay?
Oh, okay. I think I've made my position clear, but I just want my money.
That's what I'm doing for you, Jackie. What exactly have I said so far? Did I tell you that I'm not refunding you, or did I say that I'm withholding your money? I just told
Once it's back credited to the credit card, we're golden and it's behind us. But that hasn't happened yet.
And who's going to bear the loss of all of these reviews and the damage that you've done?
Well, I was just being honest. I mean, people post reviews. You know, buyers beware. You know, I should have dug deeper on y'all.
Jackie, please don't be mean about it. I'm trying to work this out with you, and you're just
I'm not trying to be mean.
There are two ways. See, there are two ways this can go. If you are going to be so stingy and fussy about removing the reviews, and you keep giving me that attitude that, you know what, once it reflects in my account, only then I'll think about removing the reviews, and in between all of the damage it's going to do, you don't care about that. So there are two ways this can go, Jackie. Either you can post reviews everywhere you like, and I'm going to withhold the complete amount. I'm not going to provide a single dime because I'm going to compensate that on the losses that we are facing due to the reviews. Either we can do that, or either we can simply go ahead, close this on a good note. I provide you a full refund. You take down all reviews. Simple. There's no other option. If you're going to force me to be bitchy, I'm sorry I'm using that word, then I will be cornered to be bitchy here. That's what I'm trying to say, bottom line. But I don't want to be bitchy here. I don't want to be mean to you. I just simply want to have a mutual understanding. I give you a full refund, you take down the reviews, period. Is that something very difficult, or is that something that's out of the world? I'm asking you to do something impossible?
No, I've agreed to that.
Perfect.
I've agreed to that.
Write that to me in writing. I'm sending you the refunded screenshot, okay?
All righty. Good night.